This is KLLG LP 97.9 FM, Willits, California. I'm Greg Schindel, train singer, and we are now boarding the Bipolar Express. Chugga, 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 chugga up the hill. Puffin' and a chuggin', you know that engine will reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look at the engine, that's old 45. Fired up and ready, she seems to come alive. Listen to that wailing whistle all round the countryside. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clickety-click. Up the grade she goes. Woo! The wheels are slipping. Up the grade she goes until we reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clickety-click. Are slipping up the grade she goes until we reach the summit and go down the other side. Whoopee! What a ride! Clickety-clackety-clickety-clackety-click. Look out the tracks, a horseshoe curve is here. I'm in the caboose, but I see the engineer waving from that grand old engine, steaming on with
hello, pride. Hello. Hey, I wonder if the engineer is waving to old Boomer Jack, that railroad dog we've been talking about. You know, for the past 2 weeks, we've been telling the story of Boomer Jack, the Northwestern Pacific Railroad Dog by Lincoln Killian. Now, today, we will finish this tale. We'll wag our way through this story, which brings us right into the town of, guess what? Willits! On July 3rd, 1920, Jack was headed south to celebrate the 4th at Ukiah when he spotted something, a deer or a rabbit, from the window, just as the engineer jolted around a curve. He leaned out a little too far and tumbled from the cab. The distraught crew couldn't stop in time to help, so they scribbled a note, attached it to a signal, and dropped it for the next section gang that happened by. The gang found him badly bruised and bleeding, his left foreleg broken, and they carefully carried him the few miles north to Willits. He languished there for a month. The most tender nursing by his friends didn't seem to help. Fearing they might lose him, they issued a call up and down the line. Send money! Boomer Jack needs professional care. His arrival by train in Eureka on the 30th was headlined in the local papers. A Dr. Raleigh's veterinary hospital, he finally rallied and became almost his old self again. The call for funds raised far more than enough, so much more that his friends opened an account for him at a Eureka bank. Never again did Jack have to worry about a vet bill. But you know, the lameness, it never left his leg. And he wasn't getting any younger. He began to slow down a bit and spent more and more time curled behind the wood stove in every station. Mrs. Buck, the clerk at Arcata, has found a photo of him in her family album, taken around 1923. He's a little heavier than before, a little more grizzled, but it never occurred to him to quit. And as more years went by, he became too old and stiff to jump onto an engine. But when he picked out a train and waited quietly on the platform, a crewman would lift him gently into the cab. "What you have to understand," says retired conductor Claude Pinches, "is how much we love that old dog." Although he may not have known it, Jack was not just a lone vagabond, but by this time, the venerable successor to a long tradition of American railroad dogs. Now, many of the notables are chronicled by Freeman Hubbard in his Treasure of Rail Lore, Railroad Avenue. Now, there was Oni of the Railroad Post Office, who circled the world in the 1980s. Roxy of the Long Island Railroad, who toured the East for 12 years and knew Teddy Roosevelt. Admiral Dewey of the New York, New Haven, and Hartford, who covered 50,000 miles in 3 years. And there was Railroad Jack of the New York Central, Patty of the Camas Prairie, Little Hop of Nashville, Chattanooga and St. Louis, Santa Fe Jack, and many more. Of this distinguished group, Boomer Jack was a paragon. Few could match him for independence, most actually belonged to a train man, or length of service, at least 14 years. His total mileage in every direction almost defies reckoning. Now, Bob Brown hired on as a boilermaker at the Willits Roundhouse in June of 1926. It was the following summer, as best he recalls, that he and his shopmates arrived at work one day to find Boomer Jack lying dead at the door of the station house office in Willits. He looked peaceful and unmarked. Just ran out of steam, they figured. Bob collected some redwood scraps from a nearby mill, then helped nail together a small coffin. They buried Jack in the switchyard between the arms of a Y in the tracks and raised a wooden cross over his grave. Word spread quickly, and many friends came by for a last farewell. Soon after Jack's death, the Southern Pacific took over sole ownership of the NWP. The first diesel engine appeared in the mid-30s, and 20 years later, the age of steam was history. The Christmas floods of 1964 destroyed nearly 100 miles of track, one of America's worst railroad disasters. After a huge repair job, the Gold Spike of 1914 was brought to South Fork for the reopening ceremony. Now, I'd like to read this last part, but it's not true. When this book was published, it says, "Today, modern diesels of the Northwestern Pacific still rumble through the wine country and the redwood forest and past the grave of Boomer Jack." Well, the railroads are certainly fading into our history, as is Boomer Jack. But I know where he's buried, and I've always had this funny idea. Of course, I would never dig him up and have the skull of Boomer Jack. Gregory. I'm Boomer Jack. Boomer Jack got his head out the cab, his ears blowing back. Boomer Jack, clickety-clack. He's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. The Northwestern Pacific, days of log and steam. Boomer Jack, that railroad dog, first rolled on the scene. Like those drifting train men, old Boomer earned his name. All the train folk that he met, no master did he claim. He had a free pass to ride any train along the track, from the Humboldt, Mendo, Redwoods, 300 miles of open track, rolling down to Sausalito and all the way back. Vagabond's life, I live that Boomer Jack.
Ah, from Humboldt, Mendocino, Sonoma to Marin. 14 years Jack roamed the rails, disembarking now and then. He'd visit friends along the way, all glad to take him in. He's no one's dog, but everybody's friend. Boomer Jack, got his head out of the cab as he was blown back. Boomer Jack, whoop, clickety-clack. Hey, he's a vagabond dog, that Boomer Jack. Ooh, here we go. Now, Boomer Jack is not the only dog to ride along the rail. They all had names and they all had tails. And there's Little Hop, Oney, and Admiral Dewey, just a few. Those American railroad dogs and the train folk that they knew. And there was Roxy and Patty and Santa Fe and Railroad Jack. All railroad dogs in the history of the track. But that old Boomer Jack traveled longer and covered far more ground than any American railroad dog who ever roamed around. How about Boomer Jack? He ran a steam in old Willits Town. The train folk came from miles and miles around. Buried in the train yard, watched over by his friends. Boomer Jack lived a dog's life right up to the end. Boomer Jack, got his head out the cab, his ears blowing back. Boomer Jack, woo, tickle-tickle-lock, he's the vagabond dog at Boomer Jack. Just a doggone vagabond Boomer Jack. Woo! Hey, Boomer, is that you? Is that you? No, he's gone. He's gone, Greg. Oh, the train. Hey, you know, before we hear any more from you, Gregory, are you trained too? I want to say, who are you? Oh, you know, kind of combination of both of you guys. But I want to say thank you to those of you who called about the Bipolar Express and that you enjoyed it. You really made my week. Someone very close to Verge, for some of you who are into the radio, no, on the Verge, that Verge, they called in. Gosh, I missed her name. I wish I could say it. But what a wonderful phone call I got from her, and raving about this train and about this show. And, oh, thank you so much for that call. And by the way, Alejandro, hey, thank you for your very cool call. You know, he mentioned that this show was aptly named. I guess he's really getting the gist of where I'm coming from, I guess. And furthermore, he was going to tell some kooky girls in town about the Bipolar Express. I mean, how cool is that? Hey, you have a lovely day, too, as well. Alejandro! Hey, so, you know, this radio station here in town, it's just my avocation. It's what I like to do. It's just fun to do this. There's no dollar value here. And whereas Train Singer and Greg Schindel on the outside, they play and entertain as a vocation. In other words, their job, it's what they do. But I got to say, speak for both of those guys, we sure do like doing it, don't we? Yes, we do. Yes, we do. That sounded like a very low voice there. But hey, imagine out there loving what you do for high stakes and loving what you do for your living. Here's a little thing that Robert Frost, the poet, writes at the end of a poem called Two Tramps in Mud Time. My object in living is to unite my advocation with my vocation as my two eyes make one in sight. Only where love and need are one and the work is play for mortal stakes, is the deed ever really done for heaven and the future's sakes? It says it right there so much better than you could, Greg. Okay, I brought it in. Oh, okay. Don't forget, this is KLLGLP 97.9 FM Willits, California. Yes, I am still Greg Schindel, the train singer. And I want to say about that,
Do what you really like to do as much as you can. Work hard and play hard. Yes. So, what do you got in store for us now, Greg? I mean, I like that part about last week where you're saying, more play, more music, less talk. That's what my good friend Anne Maxwell told me this Sunday. Hey, Greg, more music. So, hey, Train, I like that, don't you? Hey, well, why don't you start us off, Train, with some of those old classic Train songs that you know so well. Okay, this one's one by Doc Watson. It's kind of a fun little song. Woo-hoo. I'm gonna ride, a southbound passenger train. Now buy me a ticket just as long as my arm. Ride that train, baby, all night long. Whoa, ride, southbound passenger train. Till I hear that old conductor say, all out for Birmingham. I got a letter from my dog, baby, down in Birmingham. Oh, she's the cutest dog, baby, down in Birmingham. Was I Greg? She's so sweet, she's so neat. And when she walk, she knock you off of your feet. Ooh, wait a mama. Down in Birmingham. You know what? Ride, a southbound passenger train. Hear the engineer say, put your shovel in the coal. Head out the window, see the drivers roll. Ride, a southbound passenger train. Until I hear that old conductor say, all out for Birmingham. And when I hear the whistle blow, ooh, that's music to my ear. And when I'm with my doll, baby, shed no lonesome tears. Why's that? She's so sweet, she's so neat. That when she walk, she knock you off of your feet. Oh, mama, down in Birmingham, Lord, Lord, I'm gonna ride. Oh, southbound passenger train. Buy me a ticket just as long as my arm. Ride that train, baby, all night long. Ride, the southbound passenger train. Until I hear that old conductor say, all out for Birmingham. All out. Hank Snow. From old Montana to Alabama, I travel the four, I travel again. You travel women, can't keep a good man down. You get the call, you don't miss the play. I'll be hitting the road, I'll be on my way. I'll board that golden rocket and I'll leave this town. I's a good old engine running on time, humming, I'm switching to another line. Honey, don't you hang your signal up for me. 'Cause I'm tired of running down the same old track. I bought a one-way ticket and I won't be back. Board that golden rocket and leave this town. Bye-bye. Woo! Hey, hear that lonesome whistle blow. That's your cue, now you know. Got another true love waiting in Tennessee. Hey, midnight special, clearing the rail. Honey, don't you try to follow my trail. That golden rocket is blowing my blues away. Hear it thunder all through the night. Well, that golden rocket, she's doing me right. Sunny old Southland sure is a part of me. Hey, the brakeman started singing the song. Worried now, but it won't be long. That golden rocket and leave this town. You know, the porter yelling your southern drawl, rise and shine. Morning, y'all, spank to the feet, meet my brand new day. I kiss my baby at the station door, and that whistle blew like never before. On the golden rocket that blowed my blues away. You know this train, she's bound for the glory train. This train, she's bound for the glory, this train. Now this train, she's bound for glory. Don't care nothing but the rise and the holy law. Now we are bound for the glory on this train. You know, this train is a good time train. Yeah, right here at the radio station. This train's a good time train. Woo! This train's a good time train, a good time train. Lord, we are bound for the glory. Look out. On this train, woo, sing and dance on this train. Hey, on this train we sing and dance, swing on the boat, take a chance. We're bound with glory, glory. Bound for glory. This train, she's bound for the glory. This train. This train's bound for glory. Don't carry nothing but the righteous and the holy. This train, she's bound for glory now. This train. Singer singing some train tunes at ya on the Bipolar Express on KLLG LP 97.9. In what town do we live in? Oh, I had it on the tip of my tongue a minute ago. Wilo, Wilo, Willits! Jeez. You know, I love those old train tunes, Train Singer. And you sure know a lot of them. Yep. Yeah, I got more to share, but how about a few you, Greggy? Well, hey, Train. By the way, I'll ask you, Mike. Have you ever seen a mountain quail? I mean a mountain quail.
No, I've seen the ones here in the valley.
Yeah, the valley quail, or they're actually the California quail, which is our state bird. But I've had the fortune, when I lived out, actually where I live, I've seen them. They're very furtive. They're larger. Their plume does not go forward. It sweeps way back. It has little side stripes, white and black. They're a slate gray, a magnificent bird. They spend most of their time on the ground running, and they live in the foothills. Now, I was out living on String Creek for a number of years, and I had the fortune of being able to finding myself within 10 feet of a mountain quail, and it was a very unthreatened environment, and it just stood there. I couldn't hardly breathe. It was so beautiful. I even had that great artist, John Wagonette, do a gouache of a mountain quail overlooking a little cabin for an old CD I made back with Hal Wagonette back in 1985. And anyway, I wrote a song about my mountain quail here. Mountain quail. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Hey, mountain quail. Love me with your life. Oh, love me with your life. Love me with your life. Hear that sound? Coming from the trees, coming from the ground, running all around, ooh, mountain quail, ooh. Hey, mountain quail, love me with your life. Oh, love me with your life. Love me with your life. Wings like thunder, bursting from the bush, breaking for the trees, flying to the ground, running all around, 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 all around. Ooh, hey mountain quail. Oh, mountain quail, oh, love me with your life. Ah, love me with your life. Love me with your life. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, love me with your life. Yes, mountain quail. You know, I don't want to upset anyone, but my family went very, very primitive when we were up in Humboldt, and even people called us the Flintstones. But I did hunt the California quail, and I actually was in my songwriting heyday back then, and I wrote that song as a hunting chant. I mean, I meant it when I said, love me with your life, of course. And they were delicious, too, but that was then. Now, last week's, we were singing about dogs, Boomer Jack and Old Blue and the Salty Dog and Bojangles' Song. And you know, why not birds or even mice or frogs and, oh, what the heck. You know, I love the animals, and I think animal songs are fun. They kind of take your mind off the serious world we live in. My son is having a marriage, getting married in September. Great big wedding, and somehow this song right here seems to fit right in. Yeah, that's about the right thing. This song, by the way, I heard when I think I was about 5 years old. Maybe it was Burl Ives, I don't know, but it goes like this. Froggy went a-courtin', he did right, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin', he did right, uh-huh. Froggy went a-courtin', he did right, a sword and a pistol by his side, uh-huh. Uh-huh. He went down to Miss Mousie's door, uh-huh. He went down to Miss Mousie's door, uh-huh. He went down to Miss Mousie's door, we had often been before, uh-huh. Uh-huh. Is that you talking about? He got down onto his bended knee, uh-huh. Got down onto bended knee, uh-huh. Got down onto bended knee and said, Miss Mousie, marry me. Well, you'll have to ask my Uncle Rat, uh-huh. You'll have to ask my Uncle Rat, uh-huh. You'll have to ask my Uncle Rat and see what he will say to that. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Uncle Rat gave his consent. Uh-huh. Whoopee! Uncle Rat gave his consent. Yeah, he did. Uncle Rat gave his consent. The moles inscribed the document. Yeah. Frog and Mousie went to town. Uh-huh. Frog and Mousie went to town, uh-huh. Frog and Mousie went to town to buy the bride a wedding gown. Oh, Mousie wedding gown. Where will the wedding party be, uh-huh? Where will the wedding party be? Oh, where will the wedding party be? Way down yonder in a hollow tree. And what will the wedding supper be? And what will the wedding supper be? What will the wedding supper be? Two green beans and a black-eyed pea.
Ribbit, ribbit.
First to come was Ducky Drake. Oh, first to come in was Ducky Drake. First come in was Ducky Drake carrying the wedding cake.
Yum, yum, yum.
Next to come in were two fat bees. Next to come in were two fat bees. Next to come in were two fat bees bouncing banjos on their knees. Ow. Third to come was a big brown bug. Third to come was a big brown bug. Third to come in was a big brown bug who jumped in the molasses jug.
Oh no, yo, get him out of there.
The old gray goose was fourth to come in. The old gray goose was fourth to come on in. The old gray goose was fourth to come in. She picked up a fiddle and they all took a spin. Whee! Oh. Fifth to come up was a big tomcat. First to come in, fifth to come in was a big tomcat. Fifth to come in was a big tomcat. He took after Mr. Uncle Rat. Oh no! Wee! The cat ate all of the wedding cake.
Aww.
Cat ate all of the wedding cake.
Meow! Gosh! Cat ate all of the wedding cake and chased the party into the lake. Oh! Whoa! Splish splash.
Frog and Mousy left for France. Frog and Mousy left for France. Frog and Mousy left for France. And that's the end of this romance.
Whoa!
I guess they never came home. So now put this book back on the shelf. Put this songbook back on the shelf. Put the book back on the shelf. You want more, you better sing it yourself. Yeah. Imagine a frog with a pistol and a sword. Well, anyway, it's kind of fantasy stuff. And I love the animals. You know, another one of my fun ones is the one about the fox. You remember that one. I always like to sing it around Thanksgiving because I always think of a big dinner, but what the heck. Yeah, same key anyway. Now the fox went out one chilly night, prayed for the moon for to give him light. Many miles ago that night, before he reached that town ho, town ho, town ho. Many miles ago that night, before he reached the town ho. He ran till he came to a great big bin. The ducks and the geese were there put in. Couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. Oh, town, town, oh. Couple of you gonna grease my chin before I leave this town. He grabbed the gray goose by the neck. He flung some ducks across his back. Didn't mind their quack, quack, quack. Legs all dangling down, oh. Down, oh, down, oh. He didn't mind their quack, quack, quack. Legs all dangling down, oh. So our mother, flipper flopper, she jump out of bed. She roll up the window. She stuck out her head. She said, John, John, the gray goose is gone. The fox is on the town, oh, town, oh, town, oh. John, John, the gray goose is gone. And the fox is on the town, oh. So Jenny run top of the hill, blowed his horn both loud and shrill. Now the fox said, I better flee with my kill. Soon be on my trail, oh, trail, oh, trail, oh. The fox said, I better flee with my kill, cause they'll soon be on my trail, oh. He ran till he came to his cozy den, and there was little ones, 8, 9, 10. They said, Daddy, Daddy, you better go back again. must be a mighty fine town. Oh, town, oh, hey, daddy, daddy, better go back again, cause it must be a mighty fine town, oh. Well, then the fox and his wife, without any strife, cut up that goose with a fork and a knife. Never had such a supper in their life. And the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, bones, oh, bones, oh. Never had such a supper in their life, and the little ones chewed on the bones, oh, oh, yes. I know it, I know it. Isn't that a nice song? Hey, we were doing things about dogs. What about a cat? Old Mr. Johnson, he had troubles of his own. He had an old yellow cat that just would not leave home. He tried everything he knew to get that cat to stay away. He took him up to Laytonville. He told him for to stay. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, he thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, he just didn't stay. Away, 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 away. You know the farmer on the corner said he'd shoot that cat on sight. Loaded up his gun full of rocks and dynamite. The gun went off, was heard all over town. And little pieces of the man was all they ever found. But the cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, he just couldn't stay away, 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 away. You know, they gave him to a man going up in a balloon. Told him for to leave him with the man in the moon. Oh, but the balloon got busted and back to Earth it hit. 7 miles away, they picked that man up dead. But cat came back the very next day. The cat came back, they thought he was a goner. But the cat came back, he just could not stay away, away, away. Gave him to a boy with a dollar and a note. Take him out in the river in your leaky old boat. Now the boy wrapped that cat in his jacket round and round, and then they're dragging up the river for that little boy who drowned. But the cat came back the very next day. Cat came back, they thought he was a goner, but you know what? The cat came back, he just could not. Hey, away, 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 away.
I don't like the water out here.
Well, they took him to that place where all the meat is ground. Dropped him in the hopper with the butcher not around. The cat disappeared with a blood-curdling shriek. And the town's meat tasted furry. For the rest of the week. But the cat came back
the very next day.
The cat came back. He thought he was a whopper. Oh, but the cat came back. He just could not stay away, away, away. You know, they took him to Cape Canaveral and they put him in a place. And they loaded him on a shuttlecraft way up into space, and when they finally thought that cat was out of human reach, oh, the next day they got a phone call from down in Miami Beach.
Hello? I'm back.
That's right. The cat came back the very next day. Cat came back, they thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay away, away, away. They took the yellow cat, you know. They pressed him to the max. Put him in a baggie full of that old anthrax. Then they put him in a box and they shipped him the world around. Now, everybody's dead, lying all around.
Be you.
But the cat came back.
The very next day.
The cat came back. They thought he was a goner, but the cat came back. He just couldn't stay. Away, 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 away.
But you know what? I keep coming back to
KLLGLP 97.9 at Grange Central Station because I like to ride the Bipolar Express. Well, gee, I'm really glad to hear that. So, you know, I've been playing a bunch of these animal songs. Train, what do you say? Play us some more of those old classic Train songs that you say you love so much.
But I do. Every time I play them, I love them. As a matter of fact, what I really love is going home and listening to myself on the radio. God, I just love me. Stop it. Oh, it's okay.
Okay, what do you want to do first? How about something up-tempo? You know, what do you say? Okay, here we go. Yeah.
Hey, look yonder coming down that railroad track. Ooh, yonder coming down that railroad track. That's that orange blossom special, bringing my baby back. Hey, yeah. Well, I'm going down to Florida. Get some sand in my shoe. Maybe California. Get some sand in my shoe. Ride that orange blossom special. Get rid of my Willits blues. Good luck, Regga. You too, Train.
Talk about you rambling. She's the fastest train on the line. Now you talk about you traveling. She's the fastest train on the line. Woo! Hey, that's that orange blossom special. Rolling down the Seaboard line. Hey, hey! Orange blossom special, rolling down that sea. Bowline. Oh, yes. Boy, I'll tell you, when I play that song, my temperature goes up. I mean, it really does. And that's one of the fun things about playing these up-tempo fast songs. They get your heart beating and... Ah, you just stop thinking. You can tell by what I say in between my songs, right? Okay. Hey, here's another classic right here. Who doesn't know this one?
You don't?
Well, that's okay. I didn't know it for a long time. Out from that wide Pacific to the broad Atlantic shore,
climbing flower mountains, over hills and by the shore. Although she's tall and handsome, don't quite well by all. A regular combination of the Wabash Cannonball. That's right. You know, the eastern states are dandy, the western people say. Chicago, Rock Island, St. Louis, by the way. The lakes of Minnesota where the rippling waters fall. No chances can be taken on the Wabash Cannonball. Listen to the jingle, the rumble and the roar. Glides along the woodlands, hills and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, the merry hobo's wall. Rumbling through the jungles, the Wabash Cannonball. Yeah! Oh, that icy limited, also the royal blue. Across that eastern country, Elkhorn number two. Oh, the highball trains, coast to coast, that's all. I have not found no equal to the Wabash Cannonball. Here's to Daddy Claxton, name forever be. Long be remembered in the courts of Tennessee. He's a good old rounder till the curtain round him falls. Carried home to victory on the Wabash Cannonball. Now listen to the jingle, the rumble, and the roar. Glides along the woodlands, the hills, and by the shore. Hear the mighty rush of the engine, merry hobo fall. Rumbling through the jungle, on the Wabash Cannonball. Woo!
Yes, when I started all those years ago, 30 years on that train, everybody knew these songs, it seemed like, at least everybody in their 70s, and, well, there's not too many of those folks still here after 30 years. I'm still here, though, aren't you? Are you here?
I'm here.
I'm here now, and we're here right now with you on KLLG on the Bipolar Express. And I want to thank you all out there for listening. Yes, you know who you are. I don't, but you do, but that's okay. Hey. I got another one here. This is a classic Jimmy Rogers.
Well, it's all around a water tank, waiting for a train. 1,000 miles away from home, sleeping in the rain. I walked up to a brakeman to give him a line of talk. He said, hey, you got money. I see that you don't walk. Well, I didn't have a nickel, not a penny could I show. Get off your railroad bum. Slam that boxcar door. But lay, oh, lay, lay, lay. You put me off in Texas, the state I dearly love. All the wide open spaces all around me, the moon and the stars above. Oh, nobody seemed to want me. Lend me a helping hand. I'm on my way from Frisco, heading for the Dixieland. Though my pocketbook is empty, my heart is filled with pain. I'm 1,000 miles away from home, just waiting for a train. But lay, oh, lay, lay.
Yes, okay. Hey, you know, Greg, yes, train, you know, either gone to the dogs or we're all for the birds or we're horsing around. Or, hey, you know, speaking of horsing around, I got a couple more. Oh, cool. I got a couple more horsey songs here for you. Remember this one? You know, I play and share music out at La Vida. And, you know, that's where Seabiscuit's from. And I always think of this Seabiscuit when I think of this song.
Old Stewball was a racehorse,
I wish he was mine. He never drank water, he always drank wine. His bridle was silver and his mane it was gold, and the worth of his saddle has never been told. Fairgrounds were crowded, Stewball was there, all the betting was heavy on the bay and the mare. So I bet on the gray man, oh, I bet on the bay. If I bet on old Stewball, I'd be a free man today. For away up yonder, just ahead of them all, he come prancing and dancing, my noble Stewball. The hoot owl she hollered, and the nightingale moaned, I'm a poor boy in trouble, and I'm a long way from home. Oh, Stewball was a racehorse, oh, I wish he were mine. He never drank water, he always drank wine. Wow, man, that wine thing, he's my kind of horse. Anyway, when I was a music coordinator at the elementary school, I had the opportunity to learn a few Spanish songs. And my Spanish was never very good, my pronunciation either, but boy, to hear those little Spanish children sing it, it was really beautiful. And this is a song about a horse, too. My white horse. Es mi caballo blanco, como un amanecer. Cierran pesuditos, vamos. Es mi amigo más fiel. Mi caballo, galopando va. Mi caballo, se va y se va. My white horse is as white as the dawn. We always travel together, he is my best friend. My horse goes galloping. My horse goes on and on. En el aste una dicha, mi caballo corrió. Y en brazos de una pena, también él me llevó. Mi caballo, galopando va. Mi caballo, se va y se va. On the wings of happiness, my horse raced on, and in the arms of sorrow, he bore me as well. My horse goes galloping. My horse goes on and on. Yes, mi caballo blanco, como un amanecer. Siempre juntitos vamos, es mi amigo más fiel. Mi caballo, galopando va. Mi caballo, se va y se va. Somehow, even with my bad Spanish and pronunciation, that song sounds better in Spanish. Hey, you know, why don't I stick to something up-tempo right here? Another one about a horse. We'll gallop off. This is one about remember to breathe. There, look, I took a deep breath. Here, take a deep breath with me. Here we go. Hold it. Let it out. Oh, gosh, yes. That's very important, you know. Most of the people that are dead, actually all of them who are dead, are not breathing. So you know how important that could be. Come, let your breathing be galloping horses, and let that rider be your mind. Come, let your breathing be galloping horses, and leave the dust and your worries behind. Ride across the meadow, the wind in your ears, tears in your eyes, not from crying. Take a deep breath, sing from your heart, and feel the spirit go flying. Oh, come, let your breathing be galloping horses, and let that rider be your mind. Ah, come, let your breathing be galloping horses, and leave the dust and your worries behind. You ride in the sunlight and you ride in the rain. You ride when you're laughing or crying. Rise up in the saddle, let go the reins, and let your arrows go fly. Let your breathing be galloping horses, and let that rider be your mind, yeah. Come, let your breathing be galloping horses, and leave the dust and your worries. Ah, be ha da 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 da. Oh boy, I can feel myself riding, but I'm not really that much of a rider. Although I gotta say, Skylar, if you're listening to this, she's quite the rider herself. I think about 3 minutes or something. Or 2 minutes. Woo, boy, that goes to show you. I'm having so much fun here. But well, before I go too long, I want to say I want to thank you, Train Singer, for sharing your story about Boomer Jack and a song about Boomer Jack and all those wonderful classic Train songs. And, well, thank you too, Greg, for your numerous songs about the animals. Hey, yeah, we certainly express ourselves in a different way, don't we, Train? Yes, we do. And that's what makes it interesting. You know, that's right. Diversity, it keeps it interesting. And guess what? No bad jokes today. I had one, but I think I don't want to mess up this show. I'll save that for next week. Hey, if you love this show, tell someone about it. And if you want to check out the radio station, it's 459 KLLG, that's 5554, or www.klg.org, that's .org. We love you. I love me. I love you, Mike. I'm so glad to see you. Be happy. Don't forget to breathe on the Bipolar Express. Oh, on the KLLG. LP 97.9 FM radio, KLLG LP 97.9 FM Willis, California. Na 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 na. Goodbye. Tune in next week. I'll be here. Either that or be some, oh, I don't know. I don't want to say it. It's got to be me. So gosh darn cool. Whee!